purpose of crisis management. Prevention. Crisis planning is based on reasonable challenges your company may face. You need to identify those events that are most likely to occur in order to develop appropriate responses. For example, all businesses are at risk of data breaches, customer service problems, and loss of competitive advantages. There are also risks inherent to specific types of businesses such as manufacturing, retail, and service. Survival. A thoughtfully constructed crisis management plan can help ensure the continuity of your business operations in an emergency or disaster. Many businesses are not able to recover from floods or fire, mainly because they were not prepared with a plan. As you face losses from technology failures or natural disasters, you might also face the loss of confidence and trust that your customers once held in you. Your crisis management will need to ensure that you have a backup for operations during the event and a plan for continuing to grow your business once you have recovered. Successful outcomes. Successful crisis management begins with identifying possible negative events and creating a plan for response, resources, and communication. The goal is to be effective in managing all aspects of the crisis to assure long-term success of your business. Crisis planning and disaster preparedness are needed for any type of business, and expert crisis management consultants can serve as excellent resources as you develop and implement your plan. Pause the slide for 10 minutes. You may extend the time if you need it. The point is to give you some time to reflect on past concerns so that you later can develop an action plan. So now, review your business practices and past problems. Identify those issues that would severely damage your organization and if you have a plan in place to address them. Keep in mind that you may need different protocols to address various scenarios. Secondly, if you have a plan in place, when was the last time it was reviewed? Do those with a need to know have access to the plan and can they initiate the plan in your absence? When was the last time the plan was rehearsed? Do your employees know what critical information they need to report up the chain? These are all serious considerations.